Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
But he has a shock in store for him. He has two great chances, Slim and none, and Slim's out of town.
Don King was talking about Callum Smith. Of course, his scores across the board, 119-109. That was 11-1 in rounds, and the other judge had a 117-111. I thought that was about right. Bottom line is, Canelo Alvarez now 54-1, a couple of draws, 36 kills. Of course, Callum Smith 27-1, 19 wax. 11,000 fans in the house at the height of a pandemic. I thought that was a little crazy, but at the end of the night, who knows what's going to happen as far as that's concerned. You have to give Canelo all kinds of credit. I mean, he sets the boxing world on fire. He just is. And I'm not trying to say he's like Muhammad Ali or Mike Tyson, but guess what? He can generate that much attention as far as pay-per-view is concerned, because when it comes to turning that crank on DAZN, yeah, the subscriptions, they're up when Canelo's on there. And, of course, Canelo is the pound-for-pound king, no doubt about that. Now, last night after 12 rounds, real quick, this is what he had to say.
Canelo, congratulations. 13-month layoff. You're facing arguably the top guy at 168 pounds. And you have another brilliant performance. What did you think of your effort tonight?
No, me siento muy bien. La verdad que hice muy buen trabajo después de 13 meses sin pelear. Creo que hice muy buen trabajo con un peleador de mayor peso que yo, campeón mundial, el número uno en este peso. Creo que hice un gran trabajo después de 13 meses. Me siento muy contento. Smith es un gran peleador y pues aquí estamos de regreso. Gracias a toda la gente que pudo estar aquí. Gracias por el apoyo incondicional. Y vamos a seguir haciendo historia. Esta es la era del Canelo.
I did a great job after 13 months of layout. Smith is a great fighter. But like you see, I did a great job. Thanks for everybody for coming and support me. I'm so happy.
Was this the best performance of your career?
No, es uno de mis mejores, sin duda, ¿no? Por lo que representa, es uno de los mejores. Pero he tenido grandes retos también. Y viene lo mejor de mi carrera. De verdad que me siento mejor que nunca. Creo que a esta edad me siento un peleador más maduro, más asentado, más fuerte, y creo que viene lo mejor para mí y para mi equipo.
I feel more mature, I feel better, and of course, it's one of the best, but not the best. I have a lot of challenges during my career, but this is not the most complicated.
No, but it was a win, no doubt about that. 54-1, as I said, a couple of draws, 36 KOs for the pound-for-pound king of boxing when it comes to both in the ring and at the box office. Now, we bring in the retired HBO Godfather, of course, coming to us from the City of Angels, Southern California. Good morning, Larry Merchant. How are you, sir?
I'm splendid, sir.
I was impressed last night over the fact that I didn't think that Mr. Canelo Alvarez lost too many rounds, but I didn't see him really want to. There wasn't any blood in the water. In other words, he didn't really smell any blood. I didn't feel that he went for it. What do you think about that?
I think he went for it on a few occasions, but that basically he saw that he was facing a big, a strong, unbeaten fighter, and he was not going to put himself in harm's way by trying for a knockout.
Good point.
The idea is to win. He won convincingly. He battered a big, unbeaten fighter who looks like he could become a light heavyweight champion. So I was tremendously impressed by Canelo last night, giving away 8 inches in height and fighting inside when it was to his advantage, showing how a smaller man can beat a bigger man. I give the highest marks to Canelo for that fight last night.
Well, he is the king of boxing, no doubt about that. Of course, where do you think he goes now? Does he do the third fight with Gennady Golovkin? Of course, that was a fight that people were clamoring for. We'll hear from Gennady a little bit later. Of course, he was a winner Friday night, basically a shutout winner before stopping it in an IBF 160-pound fight. They were fighting at 160 Friday night. I guess this fight with Canelo will be at 168?
Yes, that's my guess. I think that Golovkin doesn't mind fighting at a higher weight. And I don't think he has any choice. I think Canelo calls the shots.
go off subject just for a second here. Andre Ward turned down a fight with Gennady Golovkin at one point in time because he was just inducted into the International Boxing Hall of Fame this week. Do you think that was a mistake?
Yeah, I think that Ward could have dealt with Golovkin, but it's a tough, hard fight, and we can look at the records, and a lot of elite fighters steered clear from somebody who was awfully good and presented a challenge.
Golovkin, of course, 41-1, one draw, the one loss, and the one draw, of course, to the aforementioned Canelo Alvarez, 35 KO, scored a one-sided seventh-round KO over previously unbeaten mandatory challenger Camille Zermeta, 21-1, now five KOs. The five KOs is very significant, of course. That was at the Hard Rock in Hollywood, Florida. Godfather, were you surprised they got 11,000 people, or they put 11,000 people in the arena last night during the height of a pandemic?
No, I think he had done it before.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big ballpark, and could be used in a social distancing kind of way. They didn't show many crowd shots of what was going on.
Well, it was a good night, of course, by Golovkin and Canelo on the zone, DAZN. Eddie Hearn seems to be running the show there. Eddie Hearn, he sort of burst on the scene. Where does his money come from, Godfather? Do you know?
Well, I don't know. It's supposed to be from a Russian oligarch that put up $1 billion to start this, and it's underperformed financially, but I like the shows. They put on some awfully good fights, and I hope they can make it.
Do they make you long for a return to TV? Ever think about wanting to return to TV?
Not everything, but yeah, there are times when I say, I wish I were there.
Now, me too. I do miss the ringside ambiance, I would say, in the ringside ambiance. Of course, that's, you only get that in a championship fight. And, of course, HBO Championship Boxing being out of business now. The Zone, Showtime, ESPN, the app, they seem to be picking up the slack as far as a lot of top-ranked boxing. I mean, boxing's there if you want to see it. Some people say...
You didn't mention Fox.
Oh, I forgot about Fox.
He's had a few good fights lately.
Yeah, you know what? I think I am so anti-Fox that I think you know what I'm talking about, right? Anyway.
Not a political a price fight is very rarely a political statement.
That's a good point. You are to the Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing, MMA. Of course, the retired HBO Godfather Larry Merchant will be with us. Blah! Will be with us until the about 40 minutes past the hour. You can join us on the toll-free if you'd like, if I can get my mouth clear, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, the text line, 415-275-1613. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
A sugar and spice. I feel nice. A sugar and spice.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
My corner would have let me win out on my shield. I'm a warrior.
Hello, killer.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing.
Go ahead.
I want to get into it, man, you know.
Go ahead.
Like a sex machine, man.
Yeah.
Moving, doing it, you know.
Yeah.
Can I count it off?
Go ahead.
One, two, three, four.
From the Godfather of Soul to the retired HBO Godfather Larry Merchant. Larry, conspicuously absent last night from the Canelo fight, was Oscar De La Hoya.
Well, if you've been following the news, it shouldn't be a shock that Oscar wasn't there. They have split up over the what should I call it, the original contract with DAZN, which couldn't fulfill it, a $35 million fight contract for 10 fights. So it goes. It's boxing, and especially in these days when fighters who are at the top make extraordinary amounts of money, it enables them to get their freedom, so to speak, if that's what they want, and take part in their own promotions.
Okay. In looking at the Canelo picture before we move on, the two fights out there for him are really the Triple G third fight and the one Charlo brother, 160 pounds, him moving up to 168. Are there any really super opponents out there for him besides that?
Well, you know what? That's good enough. Fight those two fights, and if you win, there will be other good fights that materialize at the same time. That's just the way of boxing. There aren't always great champions or great opponents. But Canelo is Canelo for one reason, that even as a young man, he sought out the best opponents, even against the wishes of his promoter, because they knew how dangerous those opponents would be for a young fighter. But that was his mindset. He wants to be great. As Ali put it, dare to be great. And here he is.
1988 Olympic gold medalist Lennox Lewis, the former world heavyweight champion, of course, stopped Riddick Bowe in the amateurs, finished with a 41-2 record, 32 KOs. You televised most, if not all, of his championship fights. How come Red Lennox doesn't get any mention when they talk about all-time greats considering that record?
Well, when somebody asked me who was the best heavyweight of those days, Lennox Lewis bursts out of my mouth. There's no doubt about it. He fought Evander Holyfield twice, got a win in a very disputed draw that almost everyone thought he won. He knocked out Mike Tyson. He is one of the few fighters, I believe, who has beaten every fighter he fought. He did lose twice, and then in rematches, he beat those guys. So, and he's one of the original giant heavyweights of modern boxing. So he is by all measures, one of the best heavyweights ever.
You know, we're talking about that one Holyfield fight that ended in a draw. There was a lady, Jeannie, I can't remember what her name, but she was a judge, and she threw the score off so much with the fact that it ended up being a draw because I picked the wrong guy, and I went on the air. I was bold a couple weeks before the fight, and I said, I will eat an 8x10-inch piece of paper if Evander Holyfield doesn't win this fight. In other words, if Lennox Lewis won. And Lennox Lewis obviously won, and they called it a draw this and that, but that lady, whatever that judge was, her ineptness saved me from some on-air embarrassment.
What about
on the flip side? His arch nemesis in the Olympics, of course, Riddick Bowe. Was that talk about a wasted career? If he'd have fought Lennox Lewis, things might have been different. But he just didn't have the discipline to be great, did he?
Who was that? I'm sorry,
Riddick Bowe. Riddick Bowe lacked the discipline to be great.
Yeah, well, yeah, you're right, and he was a tremendous talent. And he fought like we want a heavyweight to fight. He boxed, he banged. He came back from taking some blows and so forth. But after being stopped by Lennox Lewis in the Olympics, he didn't have any... any appetite to try that meal again. And you know, so it goes.
You know, at the 1988 Olympic trials over in Concord, California, Jack Fisk was with me to retire. Of course, the retired 40-year Hall of Fame writer from the San Francisco Chronicle. And anyway, Jack says to Riddick Bowe, and he goes, Riddick was sitting there on a table. He just got done fighting, and he was fat. There was fat hanging around his waist. He goes, "You really think you're going to be heavyweight champion like that?" And I couldn't believe that he said that. And Riddick asked him, "Huh?" He goes, "You know, being that fat." And Bo was blown away by it, but Jack Fisk called him on it right there. He didn't have the mental discipline in the Olympics, didn't have it, of course, as a pro. And, you know, I televised one of his fights. I take that back. I was a ring announcer, and I did some TV as well for a fight that he had in Miami, Oklahoma, the home of Major League Baseball great Mickey Mantle. Anyway,
all you want to know about Riddick Bowe is that his great dream for winning a heavyweight championship is that he could build a house with a kitchen in his bedroom.
Ooh. Ooh, I didn't know you were going to go that low, Godfather. But yes, you're right. You're right. I'll never forget that. I quizzed him on it. I said, "Why would you need a kitchen in your bedroom?" And he said to me, "It saves the time to go downstairs." I guess that's the answer. That's the answer.
Yeah. Well, you know? Some guys have talent, but not the need to be great. And they get away with it as long as they're in their primes, but then they start getting banged around, and we see what happens.
Mrs. Riddick was quite a different type of person. She would show up at press conferences wearing house slippers. I mean, like, you know, those $3.99 ones you get at the dollar store. So I was sort of like blown away by that, because here's the heavyweight champion of the world's wife. And I looked up, I said, you know, Lonnie Ali and Veronica Ali and people, I mean, Veronica Porsche and people like that. I mean, you know, pretty good, decent ladies. And then this lady comes along and she's sort of a little trashy.
Well, I never saw her, so I have nothing to contribute to that line of thinking.
Okay. As we conclude, boxing 2020 hasn't been that bad considering the pandemic, has it?
Well, boxing is the type of sport that could exist, if not thrive, during a pandemic like other sports. I mean, the gate is an important part of the total pie in boxing. And so if you don't have a full house and people buying stuff, you can still make it.
Okay, and before we go, on a serious note, do I have to worry about, I'm 63 years old, do I have to worry about martial law?
Not yet. I don't think so. And you know, up in San Francisco.
How about nationally? I mean, is this going to get? I mean, I just saw a headline that says our military could do it. They're talking about keeping the president in office. Could Godfather? You've been around longer than I. They couldn't pull this off, could they?
I don't think they would. I think even the elite generals who run the Pentagon and so forth are real patriots. And on January 20th, they're going to follow the law.
Can you even believe we're here?
You know, you get to the point with Trump where he always outdoes himself. Sinks to lower and lower standards. So you're gobsmacked by some of the stunts he's pulled. But then when you sit down and think about it for a moment, why should you be shocked? Okay. So do I think he might try to do something? Maybe. But I think the people around him are smart enough not to be a part of that for the most part. Maybe his kids will be surrounding him up against the rest of the country. But I think he'll be gone on January 20th.
Okay, in a minute or less, are we going to see Tyson Fury and Anthony Joshua in 2021?
It sure seems like something like that will happen. I mean,
And did Deontay Wilder, like, deal himself out of this or what?
I'm not sure. I think the pandemic has, you know, stopped both fighters in their tracks, or all of these three heavyweights.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that Wilder has some paper on a rematch.
He does do that.
And can he be bought out? Maybe so.
Oh, hell yes. Godfather, you have a good week. Happy holidays. Happy Hanukkah. Merry Christmas. Kiss the godmama for me. Tell her Pedro loves her. And all the best, sir.
Thank you, Pedro, for your palship.
The one, the only, the retired HBO godfather, Mr. Hall of Fame, baby, Larry Merchant on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Skinny legs and all. To have a mother for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on. Look here.